Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good to have you on board. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Fun show lined up over the next 3 hours. Matt Eumann's on the program coming up in 30 minutes. We have VSiN contributor Will Hill and legendary sports writer Bob Ryan on the program today. Paul, I want to begin with this, going through the whole morning routine today. We're lucky that upstairs here at Circa, there's a 24-hour coffee shop. So I stop there, I get the morning fill-up on coffee, get ready for the show. It's bright and early out here. And, you know, every single day, I'll tip a couple, $2, $3, $5 towards the barista at the time. So there's a new guy who works up there today, and I just happen to be like getting ready to throw my money in the tip jar, and I look and somebody's got a ticket in there from one of the slot machines here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, "Ooh, did somebody have a big night?" You know, because here, when you cash out your ticket, let's say you cash out for $117.65, you're going to get $117 in bills, and then you're going to get a ticket with 65 cents on it. You're not going to get the coins anymore. Then you have to go to the cashier to get your coins. Like, I wonder how much is on that ticket. I happen to take a peek. How insulting is it to realize that somebody threw a ticket on there with 4 cents on it?
4 cents, yeah.
As a tip to the guy.
Right.
Don't you want to just find out who that was on the surveillance cameras and choke him to death for that person?
A 4 cent tip?
4 cent tip.
Yeah.
Here you go, pal. I got something extra for you today. It's I don't want to go to the cashier. I don't even know why I have this ticket in my hand, but I'm going to give it to you now. Here's a 4 cent tip for you.
Yeah.
Or so, smack him around a couple of times.
Waste of time. I have to take that to the cage.
Oh, just crumple it up and throw it right in the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Really caught my attention.
You encounter this at Starbucks when they have the tip option that they started at 20%? It's like, I don't want to go that high. You just handed me the coffee. I'm not a big coffee guy, but that's if you hand me a bagel or a donut, you want a 20% gratuity on that?
At most spots that you go to nowadays, it's automatic. Here's what, maybe a pro tip here. Put cash on it and then just throw them some money. Right? Because that goes back to the movie Reservoir Dogs, that whole thing. Why do we tip here but not over here? Why is Starbucks getting a tip and McDonald's doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting to get the day rolling today. 4 cent tip. Yikes. We will recap what took place last night in the world of sports coming up in about 12 minutes here on the show. We do have game one of the Eastern Conference Finals going on tonight. The updated number now on the series price is Boston minus $9. Against Indiana. Went back and looked. You know what they were laying against the Heat last year?
It seemed like a formality. Up $7?
Minus 550.
That's it?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, at that time, the Heat did go through a Bucks team. If I recall correctly, the Heat were healthy. The Bucks were healthy. The Heat just couldn't miss in that series.
Mm, right.
And then they took apart a decent Knicks team. So that team was really humming along, and Jimmy Butler was completely healthy at the time. This year's Pacers team, while they beat Milwaukee, who Giannis never played a single game, Lillard was hurt, Middleton was banged up, and then they got through a Knicks team that lost, I think, every single player but Jalen Brunson. Oh, and he also got hurt in the third quarter of game number 7.
Yeah, so you're hitting on it. Yes, they are a 6 seed. It's rare that this happens, but when do you see a conference final with a point spread of 10, and then this is the series price? It opened $14 again down the road. So I think they're better than the Cavs, but they're only here because of injuries. And they weren't going to beat the Bucks if they were healthy. I can say it because I can't prove it. But then certainly they weren't going to beat the Knicks. They should have won that series in 6. They blew game 2. They do have a great home court edge and haven't lost at home in the playoffs, but there's no way that should have gone seven with the entire Knicks team beat up and hurt, and OG can't even move and hardly is out there in game seven. But do we also get regular season Indiana? And what I mean by that is how they were humming at the start of the season, and they were so good offensively, number one for much of the year till Boston surpassed them, and that's when Halliburton was 100%. That's when it was ludicrous speed. Go, 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 and what he was doing. And at times he's in discussion for an MVP candidate. So do I get that team and that offense? Or is it like, well, my back's sore, I'm dealing with some injuries, and Boston's too good here, and they just completely shut them down. Don't you think
the Pacers are playing pretty well right now offensively?
Yes, they are. But I go back to what you said yesterday. This does not get enough attention. Boston is number two in defense. Indiana's 24.
Yeah.
So it's the two best offenses, efficiency numbers in NBA history, but the big difference here is defense with number two against number 24.
I will point it out, too. Again, Bucks hurt, Knicks hurt, Celtics, no Porzingis right now.
Yeah. So, I don't know how much they're going to miss him. I don't know. See what Bob Ryan says coming up. Could be a big injury. Maybe not much ado about nothing, and they get him back once the series shifts to Indiana. But this is a lot of pressure on the Celtics. After what happened last year, you would think you'd use that as fuel and motivation. That was embarrassing what happened against Miami. But by the way, 85-1 here. Pacers in a sweep, which don't laugh. I mean, the Heat were up 3-0 last year against these guys.
That's right.
You got to get this done. We talked about it yesterday. You have one title since 87. This is your sixth trip to the conference finals in the last 8 years. You have nothing to show for it. You have to win a title.
Yep. On the show yesterday, I pointed out how I like the total over in this game. They were playing in the regular season with totals lined between 233. That goes all the way back to their first meeting in early November, all the way up to as high as 250. And a bunch of those games went, they played five times.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of those games went over the number that is on the board right now tonight, 221 or 221 and a half. I think it's too short. I get it. It's the playoffs. But I think that's a major adjustment. And the Pacers got the Knicks to play their game. Celtics will gladly go up and down the court. I don't mind Celtics. Now, they've been off for a little bit here. The first half team total has been really, really good throughout the year. And it's 59.5 tonight. Can they get to 60 points? I wouldn't be surprised if they do. I will point out a couple of other markets that you might want to take a peek at. The player to score the most points in this series. So Tatum is the obvious favorite, but he's a $5 favorite. Next on the board is Jaylen Brown. He's plus 450 all the way up to plus 550. Siakam is between 12 and 15 to 1. He's 15 to 1 at DK. And then Halliburton's about 20 to 1. Now, if you go back and look, just in the playoffs alone, the Celtics against the Cavaliers, Tatum was easily the highest scorer for the Celtics. He scored 134 points in those games. Brown scored 117. Then there was a major drop off to Derek White at 70. So I think it's going to come between one of those two guys. Also against the Heat, Brown actually led them in scoring with 114 points. Derek White was awesome. He had 112 and Tatum at 109. I'd like to sit here and make the case for Siakam at 15 to 1 because I think there might be an angle here where the Celtics could be super balanced. Maybe they do. We get some blowouts here in these games. And Siakam and Halliburton play the entire time. And Siakam at 15 to 1 might not be a bad bet. In the Pacers series against the Knicks, Halliburton had 149, Siakam 140. Then it dropped off to Turner at 113. And then the Pacers series against the Bucks, Siakam was easily the highest scoring player for Indiana. He had 134, Turner 115, Halliburton 96. And Siakam's year-by-year averages against the Celtics, 21.4 this year, ho-hum, 26.3 last year, and then 22 a game the three previous years before that. The problem is Tatum has gone off against Indiana in his career. He averaged 32.5 points per game against them this year, 35.3 a game last year, and 28 the year before that. Jaylen Brown, sneaky, fantastic against Indiana. 28.4 points per game this year, 25.3 last year, and 28.8 last year, 2 years ago. So if you want to avoid taking Jason Tatum, I think Brown's live to win this market, and I think that you can grab as high as plus 550 to get it done.
Yeah, I can't. Tatum's way too high because of the blowout scenario.
Sure.
That you're looking at garbage time in a lot of these games, and it opens it up. And the menu is fantastic. and you know, to lead points, rebounds, assists, threes, all of it, which I like White from the Boston angle. But it's all, to me, it also comes down to all Halliburton. Like, Halliburton's going to cash these props in assists and threes if he has it going, and they're going to be crazy with the tempo, which they should be. You know, also tonight you can bet, will someone have at least 12 assists, which is 3-1. But Indiana did struggle shooting the three ball in the regular season meetings. In the wins, Halliburton averaged 24 a game. In the losses, he only averaged 17 a game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how does the three ball? Like, it was a total fluke what happened in Game 7 against the Knicks. But at times they can get it going, and they spread the floor and have so many guys that can knock down shots. The other angle to look at is, what if it's close? In 10 playoff games this year, the Celtics have played 79 seconds of clutch time. Game within 5 points in the last 5 minutes. I mean, it's just, you know, even the games, the two games they lost, they got blown out.
Do you have the Pacers numbers in front of you?
No, I don't.
Because it feels to me like they've been playing almost every single game in clutch minutes.
Right. So
except for Game 7.
Sure. So if this one's tight, you know, I'd look at the Pacers in play and the Pacers maybe to pull it out, that Boston hasn't been in this scenario in a long, long time. And this is something Indiana did and has done on a regular basis. And the other thing you can't get away from is, why? Why are you only a game over 500 at home in the playoffs the last 3 years when you're a huge favorite in all those games?
Well, I think
you're so good on the road.
I think if they lose a game here right away in this series, I think it's going to be Game 2, because there is an angle here where the Pacers are coming off of that 7-game war against the Knicks, and they just played on Sunday, and now you have one day in between, right? You got to play in Boston. There is an angle to that in the NBA when a team plays in a 7-game series, only have a day off, and they take on a team that hasn't played. The team with the rest usually blows them out, and they cover the spread. And I don't. It's not even a trend. It's happened both series so far. So call it what you will, but the Celtics have dropped Game 2 in both these series. In fact, I would actually prefer that again.
Okay.
If they were to lose Game 2, because then you'd want to bet on Boston to come back and win Game 3 on the road in Indy. That's been their prerogative so far. So we'll continue with this. I have more. There's a reason why Halliburton is this big of a number to win one of the markets. I'll explain that, and we'll discuss what took place last night and update series prices. Low-key, under the radar, this player kind of stinks.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.